Let's see here. Case of the Legless Ghost. Woman who saw footsteps on her ceiling. This one just says, ghost, penis. God, I don't want to read that one. Oh shit, I forgot to turn this on. Hello to whoever is listening. I'm Tyler Mehta. Today is my first day interning at the Clearwater Archives. From what I know about this place, the Clearwater Archives is a facility in Bangor, Maine that collects reports and first-hand accounts of peculiar events. I thought coming to this internship would be doing more along the lines of working on their social media presence, cleaning up their webpage, which I think has been updated since 2005, but nope. I'm here, deep in this dark, creepy-ass basement, recording myself reading through these files. So let's start with this one! File of Julia Farge, dated October 5th, 1998, regarding a malevolent TV. God damn it, these are all gonna be dumb, aren't they? Alright. Statement begins. All this shit started when my husband bought this big-ass TV, this big fucking monster that took up the entire living room. He was so proud of himself. Told me that all of his friends were going to jizz their pants when they saw it. I told him that we could have spent the money on our six-year-old son's college fund, but he just laughed. I swear, I felt like he was cheating on me with that thing. I spent more time staring at that thing than my own ooga boogas, but I thought, oh, it's just his new toy. He'll grow out of it. And hey, maybe my back will finally get the break it deserves. But every day when I came home, I'd find him, ass glued to his lazy boy, flipping through channels. He wouldn't even stay on one channel for more than 10 seconds. And he would have the volume as loud as he could. I swear, I couldn't even think of that house. One day I tried talking some sense to him, and he threw a tantrum like a baby. It was actually really scary. I've never seen him like that. He frothed at the mouth like some sick animal. I left him alone for a few months. It was the same thing. Wake up, watch TV, eat sometimes, then fall asleep. Then one day I got so fed up. When he went to the restroom, I hit his remote. It was a stupid thing to do, I know, but I just wanted him to talk to me. When he came back and saw the remote was missing, he became absolutely feral. He tore apart the living room, ripping out cushions, throwing things. I was getting too scared to admit I had taken it. I finally did, and that's when he hit me. We'd been married for 15 years, but never once had he ever laid a hand on me. But that day, he clocked me in the face hard. I fell to the floor, bleeding buckets from my nose. And all I did was take the remote, sit back in the recliner, and turn the TV on like nothing ever happened. That's when I knew I had to leave. That wasn't safe for me or Jimmy. I packed me and Jimmy's suitcase and waited till 2 a.m. Luckily, Ted never went to the bedroom, so he never noticed my bags. I crept out of bed and put the luggage to my car. Then I woke up Jim. I told him we were going to on a surprise ice cream trip. Not my best lie. However, he's not the brightest, and he happily ran to the car. I went out with him, but stupid me, I forgot my keys inside. I told him I'd be right back, and ran back in. Luckily for me, Ted was asleep, so I found the keys easily in my bedroom, but I remembered that I didn't have cash on me. I knew that Ted always kept a few 20s in his wallet, and well, I know now that was very dumb of me. I knew I had to get that money, or else me and Jimmy would be shit out of luck. I crept over to Ted and his lazy boy and spotted his wallet on a small table next to him. But to get to the table, I had to reach over Ted to grab it. I bit my tongue as I slowly hovered my hand towards the wallet. And that's when I noticed the strangest thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't know why, but I looked up at the TV, still on, of course. Ted liked to leave it on the Weather Channel. I don't know why, but I could faintly see something on the screen, almost as if it was burned onto the TV. Through the pictures of clouds and weather forecasts, I saw words. I could barely make them out, but I think what I did see looks like Latin. It said, Oculus Vide Omnia. And that's when Ted grabbed my arm. I looked back and saw Ted, eyes red, as if all the blood vessels in his eyes broke at once. He twisted my arm, which made me fall to the floor in pain. His face was twisted in rage, but he didn't say anything. I pleaded for him to stop, to let me go, but he wouldn't, twisting my arm till I could hear a crunch sound, screamed in utter agony. Then, realizing what was in store for me, I took my keys from my pocket and slashed his arm, drawing blood from him almost immediately. His grip loosened enough for me to punch him in the ribs, and I ran out the door screaming. Got in the car and drove like a bat out of hell. Ended up having to go to the ER, so much for late night ice cream. I'm sticking my mom's right now. Seems like we both know a thing or two about abusive husbands. But the way he looked at me, those eyes, and those words on the TV, my husband is a lot of things. But that night, he wasn't my husband. He was something else.